Hi, I'm from Federal Way, and I've been suffering with esophagitis and gastritis for about 2 years now. I'm pretty much housebound with it because it gives me this, like, short of breath feeling, so I don't really like to get out much because it just gives me anxiety not being able to. It's like not so easy to take a breath, pretty much. And I've had I have two endoscopies, and the first one, they saw, I guess I had a stricture, so they dilated it, which seemed to help for a little bit, and then things got worse again. And then I had a second endoscopy, and they at Swedish, and they said that I had esophagitis and gastritis still, as well as some white spots in my stomach. And they said my stomach muscle was loose. Do you have any ideas on how to naturally cure this?
Yeah, but it'd probably take a little bit of testing, sir. At 18, it would be very unusual, but not impossible, to have that low stomach acid situation that leads to the valve at the bottom of the esophagus not closing properly, allowing the acid to get back up through there and to burn things. That's the usual when we're 50 or 60, but at 18, it's unusual. So what we usually do is test to see, is it there or is it not? And we've definitely run into folks who've had that. Now, tell me, sir, do you happen to have any allergies to anything?
I notice I have, like, seasonal allergies, and I'm pretty I have skin allergies. Like, I seem to be allergic to, like, some washing detergent, and I just seem pretty sensitive, I guess you could call
it. Okay. And you've never had, even when you were 3 years old or anything, any asthma?
Actually, I've had asthma, yes.
Oh, there we go, sir. Most asthmatic children have low stomach acid. And that is research from 1930-something from a hospital in the UK which specialized in asthma. And what they did was, not all at once, of course, but over time, measured the stomach acid in 200 asthmatic children, and they found that 160 of them didn't have enough acid down in that stomach to fully digest everything, sir. So, good grief, if you've had asthma, now you're having this gastritis, please consider checking over at Tahoma Clinic. We know what to do with this situation, sir. The history of asthma almost nails it.
Oh, wow, I never knew that. So pretty much if I had low stomach acid, that could cause my stomach muscle being loose, not wanting to close. Is that pretty much what you were saying?
No, it's the sphincter muscle, sir. It's not the stomach muscle. There's the esophagus, which is a muscular tube, and then there's this little valve which shuts and closes, and that's called the sphincter muscle. And then there's the stomach, which is also a muscle bag. But the stomach muscle is hooked to the esophageal muscle by the sphincter muscle in between. And that sphincter muscle, it can close and open and close and open, just like when we're going to the bathroom, you know, and stuff comes out. Well, that's when we open. And when it closes, stuff doesn't come out. Well, anyway, yes, the low stomach acid would not trigger the closing of the valve at the bottom of the esophagus, and therefore the acid would go right up through and start to burn the esophagus. As I mentioned to a caller before, there's a whole book on this called Why Stomach Acid is Good for You. Explains the whole thing in further detail. But really, sir, if you've got a history of asthma, I'm sorry to say this, but there are very few other places you can go where you can get this very likely cleared up. I'm not going to guarantee you 100%, but very likely, sir.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I appreciate that info. I never even knew about that with asthmatics. I had a lung function test done as well as an EKG, and everything came back normal, so it's something with my GI tract.
Well, yes, sir, but did you know, I learned this from the doctor who did the 1930s research. He quoted a doctor from 1698, the year 1698. And that doctor in 1698, according to the doctor in 1932, wrote the following. Asthma is a wind which arises in the stomach.
Wow.
In other words, the cause of asthma is not the lungs. It comes from the stomach. Come see us at Tahoma, sir. We know what to do about this.
Wonderful. I appreciate that. I'll do that. I'll see you soon.
Okay. And thank you for calling, sir.
Yeah.